And we have a wonderful guest right now, Akemi May, who is the assistant curator of fine arts at Carnegie Museum of Art. And she has a new show in the gallery, Imprinting in Their Time, Japanese Printmakers, 1912 through 2022. I went up and ran through it, and you've got to spend an hour at least looking at it carefully because it's so rich.
Yes,
absolutely,
there's a lot
great,
there.
Great exhibit to see. And I told you when I met you, we were up in Butler not too long ago at the Elm Court, the Benno Jansen masterpiece, and we were hearing a concert together. But James Bliss Austin was a constant Classical QED 89.3 listener and one of our FM angels who put his cash into our beautiful effort to get music on the radio. And he was a passionate collector of Asian art. Also an amazing, I guess you'd call him a polymath. He was into Sir Conan Doyle and Sherlock Holmes. He was a great Sherlockian. What do you know from his collecting about James Bliss Austin?
Well, he was an incredibly generous donor to the museum, both during his life as well as after his passing. He left the museum a bequest of almost 2,600 Japanese prints, from which we've drawn extensively for the exhibition upstairs right now. But he was an avid collector both of ukiyo-e, the historical Japanese prints, and he amassed a renowned collection of modern Japanese prints. And so that's really kind of the focus of the exhibition, is on modern and contemporary Japanese printmaking.
How much has the work that's on the walls right now been seen previously?
Well, the last exhibition of this material was just over 15 years ago. So it's been, you know, it's been a while, but it's due for its time. And we are fortunate to be able to dedicate, nearly a year in the gallery for the exhibition of this material. So we will be, we opened in June, and we'll be doing two additional rotations of works of art in October and then in February of next year. Because we're drawing from these extensive holdings and also borrowing works from local collectors to really bring the story of modern and contemporary Japanese printmaking up to today.
So if you see it now, come back because you'll
yeah,
be able to see
come back in October.
More. There's even more. And it's very wide-ranging. Mm-hmm. You're focusing primarily on the years when?
1912 to 2022.
So very recent as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, it's really the sort of modern era of Japan when there was a lot of transformation and modernization, both of the country itself as well as the art of that time. And so these art makers, these printmakers are really infusing a very storied tradition of woodblock printmaking with a sort of modern take on both life as well as, you know, international depictions. They were not isolated to Japan anymore. They were traveling. They were being exposed to European art and avant-garde art. And you can see a lot of that influence adapted into their work.
How did you acquire the most recent things? Only a year ago, 2022.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there are a lot of contemporary Japanese print dealers who know of our collection, mostly from Austin. And there are also local collectors in town. And so, you know, with some advice from them, as well as with the dealers, we were able to identify a few pieces to acquire and add to the collection. So I'm very excited about it because it's a lot of material that's not woodblock printmaking. It's etching as well as, multimedia using photography and silkscreen and sort of combination printing in order to create these beautiful scenes.
It is stunning, really amazing.
Thank you.
I loved seeing everything. But if you were giving someone advice who doesn't have too much time to linger over things, what would you tell them? You must see this one thing in the exhibit.
Well, I think everybody's favorite it's been twofold. There is actually a Japanese woodblock print of Pittsburgh at night, which is on view by an artist named Hiroshi Yoshida. He came through Pittsburgh and did a sketch of a bridge downtown, and then later on turned that into a marvelous, really fantastic, dreamy print of Pittsburgh. Very smoky, you know, very evocative of the 1920s in which he created it.
Do you know anything about him, the artist?
About Yoshida? Yes, he was a sort of the patriarch of a great family of printmakers. So he was a Shinhanga artist who really worked in the sort of traditional representational vein of Japanese printmaking, but he traveled the world extensively. So not only did he depict landscapes and traditional temples or shrines in Japan, but he also traveled the world, did prints of the Taj Mahal, of the Acropolis ruins. So, you know, really subject matter that you wouldn't expect when you think of Japanese prints.
What brought him to Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Do we know why he came
actually,
here?
He came through here on an extensive trip throughout New York and Toledo, sort of the Detroit, you know, touring the Rust Belt in a way, promoting his art and promoting exhibitions of modern Japanese material.
So he painted a bridge that's no longer there. It's in the location of the 7th Street Bridge.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Gotta see it. One, that's one. Okay, what was the other one? You said there are two that you absolutely must see.
Oh, there's a really fabulous triptych of the spider lily flowers by a mezzotint artist named Katsunori Hamanishi, and those are on view. It's a massive triptych that you will not miss. It's at the very end of the gallery when you walk in. It's quite large. You can't miss it.
So if you come to the front door of the Kartanenegi, the Scaife Gallery, past the cafe, go up the steps, it's immediately to the left, and then you go to the right inside.
Yep, turn right into Gallery 1, and the exhibition is on view up until March 12th of 2024.
So great. And on a hot summer day, the air conditioning is purring, and you will be taken away to another world.
Yes, it's very refreshing in here.
Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you gain your expertise in this world?
Oh, well, I've been at the museum for about 14 years now, so I've been digging in and learning a lot about our modern Japanese print material, but I've been, you know, become a generalist in all aspects of the museum's collection, so.
Yeah. School was where?
UC Santa Barbara.
So you're a Californian?
I am. I'm originally from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to have you here in our winters.
Yes.
They say global warming's going to make LA miserable. The water's going to dry up. You want to be here, for sure. Well, I love Los Angeles. The art scene there is fantastic.
It is great. Yeah, it's wonderful. I used to work for the Getty, so I spent many years atop the hills in Malibu overlooking the ocean and enjoying art on a daily basis.
Oh, what did they just do recently at the Getty? Did they remodel something or other? The Getty's been in the news within the last 6 months. Maybe it was just an exhibit that I saw a review of. I also saw something in the New York Times about Asian art. Did you happen to see it? I was trying to look it up on my phone before I came here, but all kinds of interesting. It's such a rich and deep subject. I don't know how you ever get to the bottom of it. Do people come from all over the world to see our collection here?
Yeah, you know, we've actually had a lot of people contact us who plan on visiting and every single rotation, and they want to know the exact dates so they can plan their trips around them. So we're really thrilled about that.
Okay, Mimé, what else would you like to share so that people come and see your exhibit?
Well, you know, we're just really excited to be able to have these on view because, you know, this is light-sensitive material, so we don't get to bring it out very often. So this is a really rare opportunity for us to be able to showcase it. So we're very excited to be able to share it with our visitors.
We're going to share some Debussy now, and Debussy was inspired by Japanese art, Asian art. What is the wave that's on the cover, the score? Do you know the artist?
Hokusai's Great Wave. Yes, a quite famous ukiyo-e print.
And why was he fascinated, do you think, with Japanese art?
Well, I think like many artists and composers of his time, they were sort of taken up by Japanese at the time, and they were really interested in all things Japanese, so music and art, and really being inspired, similar to the Impressionists at the time, and people like James Whistler as well, were inspired by the compositions and the tonal qualities of the Japanese prints. So it's not a surprise to me that they would select that as the cover of the album.
Well, of course, Debussy, the quintessential musical impressionist, and you have the quintessential visual impressionist on the wall, in addition to your extraordinary collection of Asian art and Japanese art, specifically the works of James Bliss Austin and others. So here is the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan. We're going to hear the Dialogue of the Wind and the Sea. You have to see the painting in your mind of the sea being tossed around. La Mer, Claude Debussy, Akemi Mei, bravo. So nice to speak with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.